and welcome to the TGI Patreon Mini for January 14th. This is Ryan Murphy, and we're going to break down what's going on this week for TGI. Quickly, what's up? Nintendo had a Mini Direct shortly after we recorded this week. I don't think there's a ton in here that warrants taking over the topic slot, so I'll just go through these real quick because, you know, I'm a Nintendo fan. Dark Souls Remastered. I'm excited for people who are excited. Not my cup of tea. Hyrule Warriors and DK Tropical Freeze continue the Wii U to Switch jump exodus that's been happening. I'm loving that more people will get to play this game, these games, especially Tropical Freeze. That game is fantastic. A couple of extra features added to each to kind of entice people to repurchase, but nothing on the scale of what they did with Mario Kart Deluxe. Free update for Super Mario Odyssey coming soon. It's going to be an asynchronous multiplayer mode with balloon hunting. Sounds kind of cool if you've jumped out of that game. A new Mario Tennis game by the original developers at Camelot, going to have a single player campaign, the first of which we last saw on the GBA. And finally, Mario plus Rabbids is getting its story DLC with a new character, which is Donkey Kong. Exciting times. As for what we're playing, Jocelyn has let me know she's going to check out The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. Exciting stuff. You may remember we talked a bit about that on our Game of the Year when she was speaking about that other walking game of a similar nature. Oh, what was it called? I had it, and then I didn't write it in the notes. So now I'm going to sit here and try to remember, but as I talk to stall time, I'm not remembering. What was it? Son of a gun. It was Curious Case of... No. No. Edith Finch. Something about Edith Finch. Something about Mary's Edith Finch. Anyways, it's got Edith Finch in the title. I know that. I checked out They Are Billions, as per Jocelyn's recommendation. It is definitely a zombie RTS strategy game. Played a bit of it. I don't know if I'm going to talk much about it on the Gamers Inn, but I am doing a deep dive for Zamp. And by deep dive, kind of just like an intro, so there'll be a video component and then an audio component where Lou and I sort of play the game, get into the early match setup, and then talk about the game. A little bit deeper in a conversation, so you can check that out at zombiesamepodcast.com. As for games I'm playing for Gamers Inn, still playing Hand of Fate 2, loving it. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, of course. Gonna let Jocelyn catch up a bit on that before we talk more. As for new games, I've been dabbling in Arena of Valor on iOS, which is a full-scale 5v5 MOBA on smartphone, which you'd think, Ryan, that sounds terrible. And you know what? I'd agree with you until I tried it, and it's actually very competent. It's a lot of fun, and truly a MOBA on iOS. It's crazy, and it's on Android as well. Popular in Europe and Asia, just came over to North America late last year, so we're missing a lot of characters that you probably will see in the App Store description, like DC characters, which are supposedly coming soon. Also, I had a chance to dabble in Paladins with Jimmy the Shovel. He was at HRX, and I kind of saw a lot of the coverage for Paladins and was like, you know what, I need to get back in that game. And there's a special, the look of that game, the characters all look really good, and I think it got a bad rap because it was so close to Overwatch, but when you actually play it, it's very different. It's almost like they took Smite, and they were going to make a sequel, but they didn't. They decided to create all new characters. It feels very much like Smite with the way the characters laid out. It just so happens to have a lot of similarities to Overwatch in terms of you use Q, W, E, R, D, and right left click to your moves, and they're all plastered in big buttons on the screen, and there are points you have to capture. But outside of that, it feels like a different game, and I'm not going to say it's better, I'm not going to say it's worse, it's just a different game, and I had a blast with it once I started to get the hang of the heroes. So I'm going to play more of that before Wednesday's show and try to talk about that. And yeah, January, quickly moving through January, I kind of felt like January would be a good month for backlog to, you know, go back and play games that we touched on over the last year but didn't quite deep dive on. So if there's anything that comes to your mind that you want to hear more about, something we played in 2017 or even 2016 that you want us to go back to, in more detail, let us know in the comments, or tweet us or Discord us, all that fun stuff. Because I honestly just need someone to tell me to go back, because personally I'm always one of those folks looking for the brand new shiny, but I do love going back and that, yeah, seeking that satisfaction of playing an older game that I'd kind of let fall by the wayside. So if there's anything you have in mind that you particularly liked our conversation on and want us to revisit, let us know. New Gamers In records live this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern over on amove.tv. Would love to hear your feedback, as mentioned before. Like and comment on the post. Let's get a dialogue started. I love the input you guys had on last week's mini, where we talked about your most anticipated 2018 titles. I want you guys to keep it up. If you like this addition to the Gamers In, that's the best way to do it, is just comment on the feed and let us know you're listening. Patreon.com/TheGamersIn. You're already there. Thank you so much for supporting us and for listening. We'll talk to you in a bit.